Blog Talk Radio.
We're still coming to you from two separate states, talking about a certain team known as.
How many more championships do you guys think we're going to predict, Vanderbilt?
Gentlemen, the only question is not will they repeat, but how many times?
You know, I don't think we're talking about a repeat, a three-peat, or even a four-peat.
That's right. We're talking a minimum eight-peat.
Late Night Sports Talk, we're back, and there's no repeat going on in Bears land. We're back, Late Night Sports Talk, coming to you from two separate states and two separate cities, two separate houses, two separate internet connections, and we're back!
For like one show, and then we're going to retire again.
That's exactly right!
So the Bears hired Jan Fox, everyone's sucks. Going nuts, and we're calling him out, he sucks, we've been right about everything for the last 10 years, and Jan Fox, he's lost three Super Bowls. Yeah, you got blown out in two of them, so I don't see why bringing this guy is any better. To me, it's just like Lovie Smith 2.0.
He's the white Lovie.
That's basically it.
And that's our edition of Late Night Sports Talk. Come back next time.
Hey, we're done. Yeah, he's like John Fox, but he's just not smart enough. He, like, once he runs into a smart coach like Bill Belichick, it's over.
Yep.
Like, he doesn't have what it takes. Like, it's...
Oh. He's been blown out of two Super Bowls when he was defensive coordinator for the Giants and when he, obviously, a year ago in the Super Bowl when he got wrecked by the Seattle Seahawks.
And he lost to the Patriots, so it's like it's just going to be the same thing over again. So basically, I just came to the conclusion, like, I know it's been said before, but now it's really obvious, like, the McCaskies just physically do not have what it takes to win a Super Bowl. Like, no matter how hard they tried or how hard they did it, they cannot get the people together. Even with luck, like, it doesn't matter how many times they try, even if the McCaskies live forever, it's never going to happen. They can't do it. Even if they put somebody else to hire because they don't even know who to hire to put the guys in position, then they just end up with a bad Ted Phillips. It's like it's just never going to work out.
It just everyone's been saying it for years, and some people refuse to believe it, but they won't win a championship until the McCaskies are finally dead and gone and they don't own the team. And
yeah,
like,
that's
they
never
put all
happened.
This money, they put all this money in, yeah, there's like 700 of them.
But yeah,
they
all keep making more.
She's still making
fucking
kids.
Fucking rabbits.
She's like 80.
Oh, no, not her, but I mean like her kids. Then, you know, it's just going to get passed on along the family forever.
Money will get you anything.
McCaskey shit.
Anyways.
It's nothing but downhill from here.
It's just,
trying to fight through the bullshit.
I don't have time to fight through the bullshit anymore. And my Late Night Sports Talk only comes back once every 2 years.
That's why,
like Brett Favre.
That's why we call it out, my friend. We don't fight
that's
through
exactly
it. We call
right.
it out. When I see it, I call it like I see it. And I see
and we're
it.
In the, we're in the era of sports that we've predicted everything. We're Late Night Sports Talk, a.k.a. the Primetime Prophets, a.k.a. Darren and Greg. And
a.k.a. we're coming to you live from two separate states.
a.k.a. what's going on, everybody? Late Night Sports Talk, we're back.
A.K.A. I'm Darren, that's Greg.
And
we don't know who's who. We're actually the same person.
Yeah, well, that's confirmed. That there's no doubt there.
I'm actually not even real. I'm just a ghost. I'm a urban legend.
My house.
I'm an urban legend.
Not real.
Oh, by the way, I'm retired forever, so don't ever ask me for a link ever again. Just so you
know. Yeah, great. Yeah, if you call this show, we will hang up on you.
Yeah.
Because we used to call, hey, Greg, this is so-and-so. Do you have a link for the Bulls game? No, fuck off. That's what Greg really wanted to say.
Just phase three Punzo. Basically, just not Greg Punzo. Oh, I'll say this since I'm retired. Not Greg Punzo. That was me all along.
Yeah, it was just me and Greg running it.
That's all it was. Not Greg Punzo was just
shit.
The real me.
And it got deleted.
Yeah, no, because it got deleted because it was parroting an account and copying it, even though that was really me the whole time.
Oh,
so
oh.
I even fooled Twitter. And now Twitter just takes me down from Twitter, so now I'm Twittered out.
This just turns into the Greg Punzo retirement ceremony.
Yeah, there's no ceremony. It's like, I'm done.
But back to the topic on hand, John Fox. bad. Like, I don't understand. I don't get where the Bears are going with this. Someone sent me his winning percentage. Well, it's definitely going to be better because he just had Peyton Manning winning two, high.
Yeah, but look at Lovie Smith's winning percentage.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, before anyone hangs up on the show, call us up and argue differently if you think John Fox is good. But no one listens to the show, so we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, so, sometimes we'll get, one caller, and it'll be, that Mets fan who wants to rant about shit. But Blog Talk stopped fucking us over. So maybe there's a slight chance we return in the near future.
Well, not really return. We just do shows once in a while when we feel
like
it.
Yeah, whenever we feel like telling people off. Really. Yeah,
or brag about all the stuff we've been right about.
Yeah, I mean, this year we're going to be right again, most likely.
Not only did we get the six championships in five championships in 5 years. It might be six if the Packers and Patriots win. It's gonna happen.
My Patriots prediction is going to work.
We're just getting more predictions per year as we go. It's going to get insane. We're just getting better and better every year.
I mean, I thought it would end with, the Dallas Mavericks pick, but it just keeps going.
I know. It's just that was we were babies back then. We were literally babies in this. We didn't know what we were doing.
Then we had this guy who was supposed to come on called the Predictor. I think he needs to have us on his show at this point because we've predicted so much shit. Also, I've been talking about Nikola Mirotic years and years. He's going to be great. He's going to be the next Tony Kukoc on steroids. And what is happening? Fuck it. He looks like that. I'm trying not to curse because I've been out of the saddle for a while, but fuck it.
Yeah, but if you don't curse, then you don't get as good ratings.
You're right. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, that's how you get ratings today.
But yeah, Nikola Mirotic, screw talking about the Bears. John Fox, it's horrible. It's a terrible hire. Who's he going to bring in? There's rumors going to bring in Kyle Shanahan for the coordinator.
Anyone who disagrees, call me and tell me what John Fox offers that Lovie doesn't. And I would take Lovie over John Fox.
Someone made the argument to me that, he took Jake DeLome to the Super Bowl. Lovie Smith took Rex Grossman. Next.
No, and plus, I don't know if I'll think about it. If I had to choose between Lovie or, if someone held a gun to my head, they said you have to choose Lovie or John Fox, I'd take the bullet. Forget it.
I'd choose Tom Thibodeau.
I'd take the bullet. I'm done.
Oh,
yeah,
man, that's
rough.
I read that Trestman.
Well, Trestman, who should have been offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
he's
not a head coach.
Well, no, but they should have kept him as offensive coordinator because to make Cutler and Bad McCown look that great for that year, that's amazing. And plus, I was saying it too. He was just throwing to open guys the whole year. Everybody was just wide open.
Yeah.
There was anybody could have, a high school quarterback could have done the same stuff, but they would have had over 100 passer rating that year. But he's just not a head coach because he just goes for it too much on fourth down. He doesn't know when to kick field goals. He knows absolutely nothing. I predicted that too. Nobody knows anything about defense. Once Phil Emery and Mark Trestman said all we need is pressure, that's the nail in the coffin. No, you don't know anything about defense.
Also, the Bears are looking at getting Kyle Shanahan, so that will be interesting with Cutler.
Wow, so Kyle's not going to work for his dad for once?
No, he hasn't worked for his dad in a couple of years.
Hey, you know what that means if Kyle Shanahan's coming over here?
That means
Rex Grossman's probably going to come back.
Yeah, but, oh, my God.
Because did you hear that Kyle Shanahan actually tried to re-sign Rex for, a game for some reason as, a half player, half camp arm or something, but Rex denied.
Yeah.
So that's
the
thing. Rex literally, if we get Kyle Shanahan, there's a 70% chance Rex Grossman is coming back.
Well, the Browns wanted to sign him too, and he didn't want anything to do with it. He was I got family in town, rather spend it with them. But if the Bears call him back.
But how did Kyle Orton retire? Because I really don't get that one at all.
Yeah, that's sad.
That doesn't make any sense. He retired in his prime. He was as good as ever. He played great. He's better than 60% of quarterbacks out there.
Yeah, if he's your quarterback, you could do a lot worse. A lot worse.
I know. You just build a team around him, and he won't mess up, and you can easily win a Super Bowl, and he's cheap. Well, he's not really cheap anymore because of weird stuff, but still, he's your guy. And just bring in Brandon Lloyd, and he got the weirdest 1-2 punch of all time. Got two bones, put them together. It's like Montana and Rice.
And Marty Booker.
Oh, yeah. Well, Marty Booker was just good.
Yeah, that one crazy catch he made in Detroit on his second stint.
But he was good forever. Like he was he's probably our third best receiver ever behind Brent Marshall and Jeffrey, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
So it looks like we're going to lose Marshall. But honestly, that's what I was saying last year, too. I don't know if I said on the show, but they should have gotten rid of Cutler. And then it's like, if Marshall wanted to go, too, like, just lose Marshall, too. Like, whatever. Just, you're fine with Jeffrey. Like Jeffrey.
And you got Marquise Wilson, too, right there. He's another 6'4 guy who's fast. He just hasn't played much.
Because even without that, still, between Bennett, Forte, and Jeffrey, that's enough weapons. If you can't work with that, that means you're not. That means your team sucks and your offense sucks.
A good GM can find receivers too. Like you can find guys that can fill in, because a guy like Jeffrey, he's going to demand the double team. He's going to demand safety.
And he's younger. That's the biggest thing. Because then you stay young.
And then Marquise Wilson is going to be a legit receiver at some point. Once he gets another camp healthy under his belt and everything like that.
And that defense was already gone, so you knew back then already that you need to rebuild. So if you're going to rebuild, just drop Jeffrey. It's basically just do the blueprint of what the Bulls did, honestly, and just keep staying young and get rid of, you know, even guys who are good, but you just know you're not going to win championships soon. Because the Bulls, like, back in, especially from, like, 2005 till now, they just kept staying young, and look at how well it turned out. It takes a long time, but it's always worth it. That's just the rebuilding process. But you have
So basically the Bears should just keep finding random short black guys to play point guard?
Now they just messed up so much that it's like over. But they should just like any superstar that it's like, oh, they really should bring him back because he's so good. It's like, nope, gotta let him go just because you have to stay young.
So basically just keep bringing up different black point guards from the D-League?
Yeah, basically. And then just make them then just run good defense.
So sign John Lucas?
You just signed John Lucas and have him play like quarterback. But he can't be any worse than Kupman.
This is true.
Oh, yeah, Kupman is a trademark, by the way, by us.
Yeah, no one's allowed to touch that.
It's like Ortman, but it's Kupman.
Is Kupman... I put man after everything now. It doesn't really matter.
Really? Like what else?
Eh, it's like this Punzoman. Nah, that doesn't work there.
Yeah, it doesn't work at all.
And a late-night sports talkman...
Doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, I know.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Then we're going with the Bulls. It's like.
Yeah.
Honestly, that team, I'm a little worried after that, after losing so much, because it seems like the Bulls, talent-wise, have everything. Coaching-wise, they have everything. But they just, mentally, I don't know what's going on there. Like, that's kind of weird what's going on.
I'm more concerned about health moving forward. Like, someone's always getting hurt. I don't know if they can stay healthy through the playoffs.
Yeah,
someone's always spraining their ankle.
That's because Thibs has no self-control over running people in the ground.
Well, no, he's actually done well this year, though, if you look at the minutes. Jimmy Butler's the only one who's played a lot. Everyone else has been 30 minutes, like the Popovich system.
Yeah, but it looks like Powell might be playing like 40 minutes in the next game to make up for Joakim because he got hurt.
Yeah, sometimes Powell gets moved up a little bit.
Powell said he really doesn't want to play 40 minutes because he's old. Which, I mean, you have to – Powell is your MVP. Like, anyone who says different, call up, but nobody listens to the show anyway.
MVP Powell, of the league.
Seriously. Powell, like, 46 rebounds, like 28 – or 46 rebounds, yeah.
Oh, cool.
28 rebounds and 46 points. Like, oh, my God. And he's he'll just keep dominating, too. The only person who's been able to slow him down is Nene. That's it. But even against Nene, he's still, staying up with him. So it's not like he's outmatched.
And that weird white guy from the Magic posterized him.
Yeah, I still have to watch that replay.
It's bad. Don't watch it.
I gotta see it. But
he gets wrecked.
Honestly, against the Wizards, it seems like, because that's the biggest worry now. It's hard we're going to get past the Wizards. Rose just has to take over. It all comes down to Rose, because everyone else is kind of like outmatched. Like Butler, seems like nobody else can get open and nobody else can create their own shot against that team, because Nene just totally shuts down Powell. And Taj and Noah can't really do anything. So, honestly, Rose just has to take advantage and be the better point guard over John Wall. You got to create that one-on-one competition, and Rose has to outplay him. But so far, John Wall is the better point guard right now.
Yeah, he's more consistent of a player, regardless of whether he's better or not, with times when he, is it, when Rose was great, like that first half in the Wizards game, he was brilliant. He was back to being Derrick Rose. The second half of it was just kind of more of the same.
Well, and plus, too, it's like the Bulls have struggled against the Wizards for a long time now. I think it was in the last – they've lost 10 out of the last 14 games or something like that, which is horrible.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of that, too, is because there was no Derrick Rose. So it's like Derrick Rose is everyone likes to say Derrick Rose is the X factor, even though now he's not really that big time of a player. Like, oh, also, too, if you disagree with this call-up and nobody listens to the show, Derrick Rose is the fifth best player on this team. You got Pau Gasol. Joakim Noah is more valuable to this team because Derrick Rose is kind of replaceable because Aaron Brooks could even replace him. And then you have Jimmy Butler. And then you have Mirotić because Mirotić is the future right now. And then fifth comes Derrick Rose.
That Mirotić. Da! Pitch.
Man.
Yeah, no joke. That kid's going to be no joke. I can't believe he's younger than me. That's just weird.
Yeah, that's insane.
like the guy I've been talking about for years now is in the NBA and he's younger than me.
Honestly, now I just hope he doesn't get hurt.
That'd be fine.
Just don't run him into the ground. The Bulls are like cursed with injury. Although honestly, the NBA's cursed with injuries.
NBA is a tough sport.
You can't really. You know, said this in the '90s, I like slapped him across the face, but then I tore my ACL.
Injuries are unavoidable in the NBA. Like ankle injuries, if you're like, oh, a guy can't stay healthy, he's hurt. That's just gonna happen. That happens all the time. Well, yeah, but they're sponsored by other people.
Yeah, they care more about money than their own health.
I would definitely care about money.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd rather have ankles. I'd rather be able to walk.
Yeah, but what if Michael Jordan personally came to your house and delivered you the Jordan shoes?
I'd say, hey, okay, well then make my Jordan shoes with the Ectio like bumpers on the side. Otherwise, I'm going with Ectio. Plus, too, with Ectio, you get a way bigger cut for the percentage of the shoe. So if you win a championship with Ectio, you're getting like 80% of the sales, like 90% of the sales.
That's true.
So long term, you're going to make more money with going with the smaller people. Because Nike and Jordan just want to screw you over and get all the money they can. But Ectio, they don't even know what they're doing. They've never had a big-time sponsored athlete. So you go with guys like that. Like Tony Parker, he works with Peak or something weird like that.
What the heck is that?
I only know that because of NBA 2K. I see like the Tony Parkers, like, huh, that's weird. But you know he gets a really high percentage of that shoe. You just have to personally promote it, especially in today's day and age. You just have to attack the social medias and promote it yourself. You don't need a big Nike or Jordan to promote you. You need to promote stuff yourself. Nobody really watches TV anyways. Commercials are pointless. Only old people and dumb people watch TV, honestly. Other than games, of course, because, you know, you can't get around that. But if you're just watching regular TV shows, everyone watches Netflix. Nobody's watching commercials.
Yeah.
If you want a presence online, it's all about the social media.
Who watches commercials even online? Like, even if they, like, YouTube has ads, if you're watching a YouTube movie or something, I have an ad blocker.
It's your online presence. That's all that matters, because that's what people are, is online.
I haven't seen ads since 2009.
Not even just social media. It's YouTube, too. I hate the term social media, because it's like, oh, it's only Facebook and Twitter. Like, no, you just need an online presence. That's it. Like, I never touched Facebook. It didn't matter for what I was doing. And you just need an online presence, and you need to advertise yourself. And honestly, your games is all your advertising for you anyway. The commercials don't matter. If you have a commercial for, like, I don't know, if Carlos Boozer had a shoe and Nike promoted the crap out of him, it doesn't matter. It still comes down to how well you play.
Yeah. Well, like, Adidas still probably regrets the D-Rose deal.
Yeah, I know, especially that, like, 12-year thing. Like, oh, my God.
God.
Rose sucks so much money. Like, honestly, that's the worst. Like, you play great for only 1 year, and you make so much money just because of that 1 year. I think that's the greatest, like, 1 year steal of all time.
Yeah.
The greatest one and done theft there ever was.
At least T-Mac was great when he'd come back from injuries still. He just couldn't stay healthy.
T-Mac was, like, great forever until, like, that final ACL tear or whatever.
Yeah, that was the nail in the coffin. He had so many issues, though, between his back and his knees.
He still played, like, perfect up until that last ACL.
Oh, yeah, now he's supposedly getting back in shape, so we'll see what happens there.
How old is he now?
Got to be. How old's Kobe?
Oh, wow, he's not that old. He's, like,
30. I know, but how old's Kobe? Like,
he's, like, 34. I'll Google it right now.
T-Mac's probably 31.
That's it? God, these guys out of high school, like, play forever. They're, like, so old, I mean, they're so young. Oh, no, T-Mac's 35.
Okay, I was going to say, at first I thought he was the same age as Kobe, but, oh, he's from Florida.
Kobe Bryant's 36.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. 2 years younger than Kobe, because he didn't come in when Kobe came, but he wasn't much longer after that.
Oh, and that's the thing, by the way, the Florida accent, where people don't say Florida, they say Florida. That's just, like, a well-known thing.
That's just, like, in New York.
Yeah, but and then everyone in Florida is apparently from New York.
Basically.
Oh, then they're Floridans.
Florida. average.
Yeah, I don't say it that way.
I don't say it that way, my friends.
Just
Florida.
Florida, that's it.
Hey, that Florida place that sucks. Hope it sinks into the ground. But I know calls. We have the, you have the control center up. We don't know if anyone called it up.
And no one's ever gonna call. No one's even gonna hear anything.
This will be the one show we have like four callers sitting there.
No, was, well, I have it up, but no, nobody's ever gonna call.
Hey, right? Fuck this shit. Stupid fucking show that we keep doing.
So what are they gonna do with Cutman? Like, are they officially gonna drop him or is?
I think he's still gonna be there.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm not watching football next year.
I don't want to watch either.
Like, this is going to be... I mean, if there's a new quarterback with bad John Fox and he's, like, interesting... Like, if there's, like, a superstar, like if there's, you know, what Fuller was doing, if there's somebody like that on offense and a couple more guys on defense, I'd watch just because of the players. Because, you know, the talent will outlast the coaching any day. Like if there's, like, a new Urlacher or something, I'd get into it. But otherwise...
Oh, it'd be great. Hey, well, there's some good linebackers coming out of the draft this year, so maybe they'll draft somebody exciting. You're going to have to go defense first pick. The defense is just too
you
bad.
You have to go, like, every position. You need, like, a package deal? You need, like,
yeah.
A bonus pack?
Can we draft the quarterback, wide receiver, and linebacker all in one?
Yeah, seriously. Can we just trade, like, our whole team for draft picks?
That would be awesome.
Can we just trade, like, everything? Can we trade the McCaskies for draft picks?
Yeah, we might have to give them money.
Can we, like, just take the McCaskies money and make it publicly owned?
Can we just give the team to Mark Cuban? He turned the Dallas Mavericks into a winner.
Can we just give the team to me?
That would work.
Was Mark Cuban and me that came up with, like, same idea? That's honestly what I would do, too. If I had billions of dollars, I'd do the first thing I'd do is buy an NBA or NFL team.
I'd buy the Bobcats with Jordan, just hang out with Jordan.
It's like rebuilding, though, but still, it's still worth it. Plus, it's like you get to see all, like you still get to see the Bulls come in town. You get to go to the game for free and sit in the box seats every game. It's like, that's the best job ever. You really don't even have a job. You don't have to pay attention to anything because everyone's hired. You just need to make sure you hire the right guys. And Jay,
okay, so the argument I'm seeing about John Fox being a good hire, some people are like, oh, well, he rebuilt the Panthers from a 2-12 team to a Super
Bowl
contender.
And Lovie Smith rebuilt the Bears, but that doesn't matter because he's never going to win a Super Bowl.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
So I don't know, like, nobody can come up with an argument to, well, then why not Lovie? Like, for
oh,
all
I'd
like,
rather have Lovie.
I know. I'd take the bullet, though.
Oh, but yeah, hold on a second. John Fox had Steve Smith. Like, that's like the ultimate cheat.
I know. And he had some great running backs, too. Like, those teams.
Yeah.
And he had Musa Muhammad, Steve Smith, and those that 1-2 punch on running back.
That's true.
And Jake DeLone was at least decently smart.
He didn't make a ton of mistakes. He like
and Julius Peppers too.
Wow, that was a good team.
That was a good team.
It's a really good team.
It wasn't John Fox at all.
No, just like the Broncos teams the past 2 years weren't John Fox at all.
Just Peyton Manning guy, you know, that guy who plays quarterback, and does the stuff. Yeah, that guy. Guy's been around since like we were little kids. Yeah, that guy. Like the best regular season quarterback of all time.
Yeah, but the biggest choke artist in the game.
Only got one Super Bowl because he went up against the other choke artist called Lovie Smith.
Oh, and he went up against an injured Bears team without Mike Brown and Tommy Harris.
Yeah, that combined with the choke artist Lovie Smith.
God, I hate Lovie. I'm so glad he's gone.
Yeah,
no, he's got the
wait,
Lovie.
Are you sure you're glad he's gone? Because he got this
John
Fox,
I am.
Right?
Yeah, I don't want John Fox either. Wait for him to go.
Yeah,
it's going to be like, you know, you're going to give John Fox like 3 years.
But but then it's still the McCaskey. So they're gonna be like, hey, let's bring back Tony Dungy. Like that's what's gonna be next.
Hey, we're gonna bring back Dave Wonstead. He comes for a good deal.
Hey, let's bring back Dick Geron. Honestly, I want Dick Geron.
I would rather have Dick Geron.
I would take Dick Geron over John.
That's
Fox.
That's my Dick Geron.
At least Dick Geron actually knows how to run a real defense, unlike John Fox.
I'd rather have Dave Wonstead. He had like a good defense. It just unfortunately Favre.
Yeah, but he's got that, like, bad mustache.
This is true.
Not a true mustache.
Yeah, but hold on a second. If he grows a real mustache, we'll win a championship in a week.
But he can't grow a real mustache.
Listen, who cares about the Bears when you got the Bulls, the Hawks, the Cubs, the Sox?
The Cubs?
All good. Every team in town is good.
Except for the Bears.
The Bears.
Except for the only team that matters. Yeah, it's going to be bad forever. Like, the Bulls, like the Bears are never, literally never going to turn around until McCaskey's are gone because it's just physically impossible.
Jim McMahon said it, but then he also said he likes John Fox and he wants to come play quarterback for him and help him win a championship.
That's what Jim McMahon said?
Yeah, he's like, I'd come back to help John Fox
win a championship. Oh, cool. Jim McMahon's coming out of retirement? He's looking at his headband and his sunglasses and he's happy?
And now his headband is just a concussion band.
Can Walter Payton come back too and just run around with a remake Thriller?
Well, Willie Gault's still faster than everybody in the
hey,
NFL.
Hey, just bring back Gale Sayers because ACL tears are nothing now. Just have him like just have him running Dr. Andrews. He'll be back.
You're right.
Yeah, he's got like 0 miles on his body.
Oh, cool. 90 seconds left.
Yeah,
this is a horrible show.
Yeah, I know.
This is really bad.
It was going to be horrible.
This is like way out of practice. I'm like tired, winded.
We haven't done a show since like 1985.
We're both like 250 pounds again.
Yeah, that honestly makes it worse because when we were really fat, like in 2010, God, those shows were god awful. So now we just regressed.
I'm actually lower than I was when we were doing shows in our peak, so still all right.
Yeah, well, I'm not. All right, but yeah, I guess we're gonna get off here.
Let's just end this crap. This is bad.
Yeah,
hey, we might return. We might not. You never know.
Well, we'll just do shows once in a great while, as usual.
Just follow the page.
Yep, we'll see you guys later. Have a good one.
That's it. That's exactly right.
We'll see you guys some other time.